Well, I think I heard somebody in prayer time when we were praying for the pastor as he preaches this morning. I do not have a sermon. These kind of times cause me a lot of anxiety. When I come to the pulpit without a sermon, I believe I have a message this morning. It's not in the form of a sermon. No homiletics teacher would even think of passing this if it was a final exam sermon. In the book of Acts, chapter 3, I've been kind of hung up here in chapter 3 for, well, all week at least, if not 2 weeks. I read from chapter 4, the beginning of the service. You know, there's just so much that if we just take the time and look at it in God's Word, we can really get into some deep things in God's Word. If we listen to His voice, we can hear a lot from God's Word. It takes intentionality to be able to do that, though, because there's so many voices calling us from outside of the walls of the Scripture, so many voices that are bombarding us every day. The first part here of chapter number 3 in the book of Acts, we see that Peter and John go up to the temple. It was the hour of prayer, and they were going up to pray, and they find in verse number 2 that there's an individual here, a person. Now, I'm not going to read that verse to you, and I don't want you to read that verse, except to see in the latter part of the verse, it says that this person asked alms of them that entered into the temple. So everybody that was walking in there, it wasn't just Peter and John that this man was asking, but he asked alms of them. He was in need. Can I just say that way? He was in need. He was a needy person. It really doesn't matter this morning what he was in need of and what all the problems were, but he was in need. I dare say that if we were to go back in our mind, in our memory, if we would go back and try to recollect where we went this week, you know, what happened last Monday? Where did you go? What did you do? Who did you see? I lost something this week and I couldn't find it anywhere, but I was trying to remember where I was the last that I had it. What was I doing? What clothes was I wearing? Maybe it was stuck in a pocket. Hopefully it didn't go through the wash, because the wash machine and this lost item wouldn't work too well. Could not find it. And I was trying to remember where it was that I last had it. Can you remember who you made contact with, who you saw? You might not have made contact with them, but who did you see last Monday? Did you go to Walmart? Did you go to the grocery store? Did you go to Goodwill? I didn't. I can assure you I didn't go to Goodwill. My wife went to Goodwill this past week. I think it was this past week, and in Evansville, no less. I had to go to Evansville. The manager of Evansville was a woman that we had worked with for years. Found her in some of the most despicable places, and she remembers that. She would tell you that. Some of the most despicable places we'd find her. I took my wife to check up on her one time, and my wife was like, "There's no way that somebody lives here. There's no way." Well, I said, "Well, she does." And sure enough, she did. Crickety, rickety stairs going up. It's terrible. She ran into her at that Goodwill. She managed that Goodwill now. Wow. Who did you run in on Tuesday? Who did you see on Tuesday? Was there somebody behind the cash register, running the cash register for you on Tuesday that, or on Wednesday? Or who did you see on Thursday? Or Friday? Or yesterday? Did you see somebody yesterday outside of your family, outside of your, you know, the individuals that you sit at the table with at home? Or did you run into anybody during the week? Did you see anybody? The chances are that the people that you saw this past week were in some way similar to this man that Peter and John ran into on this particular day. They had needs. Some of them may have been broken. Some of them may have been considered damaged. Some of them were in anguish of soul and anguish of spirit. Some of them were crying within, even though they had a smile pushed out on their face. I can be confident in that is because I know that without Jesus, there's enough trouble for Christians. There's enough problems for Christians without Jesus in a person's life. It's only a downward road. I can assure you of that. It's only a downhill path. If you're trying to live without Christ, if you're trying to cripple along with a semblance of religion, it's just a downhill path. If you're covering up, if you're in denial on something, if you're blinded to something in your own life that Jesus is trying to put his hand on, his finger on in your life, and you're denying the reality, you're denying the validity, you're denying that Christ would have any reason to touch that, it's just a downward path. Down, down, down. We can go through Scripture. We could take the time this morning, and I did not prepare anything along this line, so it's just simply up to your memory this morning as to who and what story of Scripture you would think about, you would remember about, of individuals in Scripture that were in divine need. And somebody met him. In the book of Acts, we read about that eunuch that didn't know anything at all about Christianity, but he was reading, and God allowed somebody of his people to draw near to that chariot and said, do you understand what you're reading? Well, how can I unless somebody opens it up to me? And so began to preach Christ. Ultimately, the man was baptized, and ultimately the messenger from God was carried away, disappeared, carried away. There's a lot of stories in Scripture that reflect that sort of thing. Jesus repeatedly went to places where somebody was in need. Somebody had a special circumstance, and Jesus went there specifically, even though his disciples at some point in time said, you don't need to go there, you just shouldn't go there. Jesus so said, no, I have need of going to or passing through Samaria. Well, that's crazy. Who in Samaria? They're... No, Lord, you can't be right there. If you recall, though, he was right with that. Now, here's what I want to get to. This is the message. This is the message. In verse number 6, Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold. Such as I have, give I thee. Such as I have, give I thee. Last Sunday I talked about the oil. Who has the oil? This morning I'm drawn to this phrase in this passage, in this book that's full of things of a glorious nature in the church. power is wrapped up in this book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. And this one little phrase stands out this morning, but such as I have, give I thee. One of the things that we're focused on right now in America, one thing that we're focused on in our own individual lives, possibly, is that of politics. Politics can shut ourselves off from seeing the needy along the way. Politics can close our eyes to seeing the person that is presented to us, the person that was presented to Peter and John. Their eyes could have been closed off had they been so caught up in politics and the divisions of politics. It's more than that. Sometimes we're closed off and we're blinded by our own hurts. We are focused on the hurts of somebody, of how somebody has hurt us. And that has caused us to shut ourselves off to where we can't see the needy that are by our way. Sometimes it's our opinions. And our opinions are usually right because we have good understanding and we have good skills at judging. And you see, judgments sometimes can close our eyes to those that are in need along the way. And we think that our opinions and our judgments are proper and our opinions and our judgments are good when all that they're doing is closing us off to the needy. Seeing somebody that's in need along the way. Such as I have, give I thee. I want you to write this down in your mind, and I'm going to let you go. We're going to go home. Such as I have, give I thee. If what I have doesn't begin and end with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then I am filled with emptiness and weakness. If what I have doesn't begin and end with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then I'm filled with emptiness and weakness. You see, that is exactly what Peter and John gave to this man by the way who was in need. There were people that said and marked to the disciples that they had been with Jesus. And he so filled them that Peter could say, such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If what I have doesn't begin and end with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then I am filled with emptiness and weakness. I believe that's the message for us this morning. For whatever reason, whatever purpose, I believe that that is the message. And my prayer has been, God, take it to the point that needs to be taken. Would you stand with me this morning? What a blessed time already on this Lord's Day. I've enjoyed the service, enjoyed testimonies, enjoyed the time of prayer. God, help us to see the ones in need by the way. Amen. Praise His name. Praise His name. Don't forget the practices this afternoon. Program is in a month and 2 days. Let's ask the Lord for His help in these times. Gabe, would you dismiss us in prayer?